Heidi and I have been doing these fitness challenges together for the last handful of months, and another one is upon us. And we stumbled into something yesterday that was just so incredible that after I was able to hear it, you were able to be part of it. We said we'd be crazy to not find a way to let other people listen in on what is just kind of the most amazing thing that has come out of this community. And as you will hear in what you're going to listen to, the power of a mama, not trying to tell her daughter what to do, not trying to give her instruction on what to do, but having her see herself do something as a vehicle for her to model what she herself has done. Don't do what I say, do what I do. It was just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing for all parents to recognize. And me as a mom too, I preach it, but I have to practice it. I have to remember to practice it because I do have a lot of moms coming to me saying, how can I make sure my kids don't make the same mistakes I did? And for me, I think that all the time. I had a really devastating eating disorder. How can I make sure that I'm creating an environment that has my kids embracing health as a celebration, not a punishment, right? Because that's how it was for me. And parents wanting their kids to eat healthy, how do you do it? It's the more you tell your kids what to do, the less they want to do what you say. So just by following or leading by example, your kids actually naturally follow what you do. And Reese and Amanda were such a beautiful example of this, like a mom who showed up, set the example. Yes, she did the workouts. Yes, she ate clean because she loved how it made her feel. Yes, all of the things. And she showed up in the community every day, which then had her daughter. But more importantly, what you'll see is a mom who chose to lead by example in loving herself.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, how can we expect our kids to love who they are and to not hate themselves when they see us picking apart every detail of who we are ourselves? We have to lead by example in, yeah, what we do, but how we love ourselves most of all.
I just have to say, like, the thing that has now been created and lives in this community that is the Get Fit Show Up community is unlike anything I have ever, ever, ever experienced. And bizarrely, in a world where I have definitely taken somewhat of a pause, not even somewhat, a complete pause from social media, it's the single safe space that I 100% am spending time in because of what exists inside of it. And it is this, maybe more than anything, come exactly as you are, love yourself for right where you're at in your journey because you're right where you're meant to be, and show up as yourself so that on the days when you're killing it, you can be encouraged. And on the days when you are not, when you are struggling or you stumble and fall, we're going to be here to encourage you until you get back up. And that's just unlike any other place that I've seen inside of the internet for sure, but maybe even just inside of the world.
You just said two words that really encompass what the community is. You said safe space, right? And it really, everything can be underneath that. You are safe to show up as you are. And it's been so amazing to see the number of people who are repeating these challenges and actually saying, I mean, I don't know if you saw the comments today in pre-week, there's a pre-week party happening right now. But the comments were saying, this is not even a challenge. This is a lifestyle. This is a way of living. This is a way of being a community that I never want to leave, because to be able to show up without your makeup on, not just literally, but figuratively, like no mask, you get to show up exactly as you are. And that is when you are loved the most. And it's hard for us because we are conditioned by society that we have to be a certain thing to be loved and to be enough. There's not a single person in that community that I've ever seen. And it's been 9 months now. I've never seen anybody tear anyone else down.
For the live that you hosted yesterday, Amanda was the winner of this last round of the Get Fit Challenge, as in she had the most profound transformation, not just about physical. Most of the criteria end up being about your person, your inside, your interpersonal transformation. And she happened to have gone through the challenge with her daughter. All right, for now, without further ado or longer introduction, enjoy Heidi having a conversation with Amanda, our winner from this last round of the Get Fit Challenge, and her daughter, Reese. If you are interested, in the show notes, there is a link that will allow you all the information you could possibly want to know about this great community that has been created, that we created, that Heidi is the captain of. It's right there in the show notes. And now, Heidi, Amanda, and Reese, enjoy.
Hi, guys. How are you? Happy Saturday. Wait, Sunday. Happy Sunday. Today, I have Reese and Amanda coming on, a mother-daughter duo, coming on to talk about their experience. They both had the most beautiful journey of transformation in my last challenge. So in the last 60-day challenge. I every time I call it a challenge, I kind of stop myself because it's a community. And you are about to see the most beautiful mother-daughter combination. So Amanda, who you're about to meet in just a second, she actually was the winner of our challenge. And it was so cool to see Reese and her, or her mom and her daughter. Oh, there we are.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Oh my goodness. I have been so excited about this live because, you know, mother-daughter duos hold such a special place in my heart. I'm so proud of the both of you. How are you this Sunday?
Oh my gosh, we're great. Really, really. We have also been excited about this because for same reasons. We feel like we're really passionate about sharing our story because I think there are a lot of mother-daughters who just have I think it's like they all want the best for each other and they don't necessarily know how to get there sometimes. And so I feel like there's a lot of friction in that relationship in our society. And so the fact that we have done so much healing and done so much work between the two of us to kind of help that, I just want to share it with people.
Amanda, I love that. I am obviously a mother of four kids, but two daughters. And there's something unique about daughters, right? Where at least for me, I want my daughters to avoid and not feel the pain of all that I went through, right? And all of it for me was stemming from a lack of confidence and a lack of loving who I am. And, you know, it's funny because we tell our kids over and over, that which we resist persists, or whatever. I don't know. I might have gotten that backwards. But truly, if something is pushing against you, you want to push right back, right? And so we know by now that kids do as we do. They don't do as we say. And I want to say right off the bat, that was the most beautiful thing about your guys' journey. And Amanda, you had a special and unique and amazing journey all on your own. And I want you to know you earned every bit of that win. But what took it to another level outside of and above you winning the challenge so deservedly is the beautiful bond that we saw. And to be honest, I actually pulled a video today. We saw... Hold on, I have Cash's phone. Let's see if I can get this. But to see you, Amanda, first show up inside of the community on your own, right? And then to see Reese, you never pushed. You were just there. You led by example. And Reese, you would kind of like toe the water, right? You would a little by little. And over the course of that 60 days, to see who you were at the beginning and then to feel your energy and your countenance at the end was beautiful. And you could tell, like, that's the thing, it's totally by choice. I want to hear, what was the experience like for you, Reese, and then also for you, Amanda?
So for me, I definitely agree that when it's your choice, when it's you that's making the decision to do it for you, not to please, like, my mom, not to have the approval of other people, but because I knew it was right for me, stepping up and doing that for myself meant a lot. And it's part of my success in the challenge.
Agreed.
And I will, can I say, the reason, you know, you talked about me not pushing her, and I honest to God, goodness, did not ever do that. But I just now connected the reason why I didn't. Very early on in this challenge, I recognized that in previous times that I had like pushed myself to get fit or lose weight or any of those things, I was very critical of myself when I came to that place. And I was like, you are wrong. You are bad. You are not lovable as you are. So you need to go do this program or lift these weights or not eat that food because that would make you even more unlovable, right? So it always came from this place of like fear and criticism. And this time, very early on in the challenge, I decided that I was not going to do that to myself, that I was going to come to this place from a really beautiful place of love and say, like, girl, you've been through a lot. And you've come through it and you're here now and you're ready to make a change and do something different. And so from the moment I began, it was from a place of loving me, of wanting to celebrate my body and celebrate the things I've survived. And that made such a difference because when it came to her, I never felt like I was critiquing her ever. I was just so happy for her to be along on the journey and to be able to experience this love for herself and her body as well. But really, it starts with how we talk to ourselves. So if you're a parent out there, I promise you, if you're wondering, like, how do you talk to your daughter? How do you talk to yourself? Because you're going to come off the same way.
Yeah, there's a quote that I've seen on social. I've actually reposted it, but it's something like, how can we expect our kids to love and accept who they are when we refuse to love and accept who we are, right? And I think you and I may have spoken about that when you were at Show Up, because it's so true. Like in our minds, we sit there going, why don't our kids love who they are? Why aren't they making good choices? They only have one way to learn, and it's through what they see, right? So if we want our kids to start respecting and loving who they are, we have to be willing to do it ourselves. At least it's a muscle to flex, right? It's something, and I love, Amanda, when you, in your submission, right, for the crown, which you took, one of the things you said is that historically, you've worked on fitness first. So kind of what you're saying, you've worked on fitness first, thinking when I get to this weight or when I look like this, then I'm going to love who I am. And you know, in this community, we preach and we talk and we support the exact opposite. We want to figure out how to love who you are right now, because then you're actually going to do it as a celebration, not a punishment, right? And I saw you do that. You loved who you were in the videos. You loved how your body was moving. You loved you were eating healthy foods because you loved how it made you feel, not because you felt like you needed to. And that was so apparent in Reese gravitating toward and loving. I have chills. Truly, you could tell that the two of you loved the process. I want to show this video, and then I want you to answer, Amanda. I want to know, for anybody watching this, how, like, what advice would you give them to start loving who they are? Hold that thought, because I want to show you this real quick. Watch how cute Reese is. This is at the very beginning. This is January 29th. So it's like three weeks in. Yes. And I saw someone else say, for 14, are you 14 or 15 right now?
I'm 14.
14.
Still.
Yes. So amazing. I mean, just, yeah. And then watch Amanda love her daughter. It's just so cute. Oh, shoot, volume.
I thought it was week two, so it went by a lot quicker.
Yeah, I thought
that's about how week three's been going for everyone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a bit tough this week. I started going back to school, and there were just some things I had to adapt to living regular life while being a part of the program, but I really appreciated that I got to practice combining those two sides of my life so that I could get better at it.
I mean, just number one.
That's so cool.
You have been amazing from the beginning, Reese, and I need you to know that. But to see that versus where you are now, and Amanda, to watch you love. Yeah, I mean, so what do you guys think when you see that video?
Well, number one, like, just the way I'm speaking and the difference between, you know, my thought process before and my thought process now.
Yeah.
And what I was talking about at the time was combining my normal life with what the challenge was. And now I'm thinking about it currently, and the challenge is a part of my life. It's fully integrated.
I know. It's so weird.
It's a lifestyle. We're
calling it a challenge too, because it is a lifestyle.
It's just what we've been doing. Yes. So it's that.
Yes.
We're just posting about it now. But
I love this. Reese, you're hired. You are hired.
That's so funny. Yes.
I love that you just touched on that. It is interesting because it felt, you know, you entered a challenge, right? And you get in and you're like,
no, this is actually something I could do for the rest of my life. Like, I'm building a better life. I'm loving who I am. And what it was so neat, for anyone watching, I want you to know, Amanda brought Reese to show up in Arizona, April 4th through 6th.
Yes.
And
yeah, can I just say, there was somebody in the community, I still don't know who it was, who literally paid her way.
Thank you for watching, doing that.
Just know that if you're wondering what kind of community it is, they paid for her ticket, and I still don't even know who they were, but it's a community like none other, but you can keep going.
Well, on that note, what is interesting is I have never been a part of a community that gives so many anonymous donations. Never. I mean, I would say probably 8, 9, or 10 of the people at Show Up were gifted. Someone was watching from within the community, saw how badly they wanted to make it work, and then were gifted, not just that, but like also they were gifted, you know, flight, hotel. It's just, it's insane. And same goes for this next challenge. So for round three, we've already had so many donations for all different parts of the challenge, and it's so beautiful.
And you're right, anonymous, because it's not like anybody's trying to seek credit or validation. And I will say this, in the whole community that felt that way the whole time, anyone who was sharing their story, who was putting themselves out there, no one was doing it for some kind of like a validation of self. It was truly just because they wanted to share and pour into a community. I'm telling you, it is a different space than I have ever experienced on the internet.
It is awesome.
Refreshing.
Yeah. It's 11:11, by the way.
Sometimes I wonder if I, what'd you say?
It's 11:11.
Oh, we like is that your number? Is that your angel number?
Well, it's an angel number.
It's a great angel number.
An awesome one.
Yeah. I love you guys so much. I actually realized what mine was the other day. I'm not going to tell, but it's amazing. I read it and I started crying. Oh my gosh. It was so cool seeing you at Show Up, because it was the last day. I mean, the whole time Reese is sitting front and center. And I mean, we had the most amazing, that photo shoot moment that we had at the beginning. So Amanda was there getting her photos done, and Reese, you guys, I put the reel up before this live. You have to go watch the whole thing, because to see Reese live into who she is and just feel so confident. And then to show the pictures to you, Amanda, your reaction was so beautiful. It was a true moment, like the most beautiful moment between a mother and a daughter. Because it is what I, you know, hope for with my girls. I want my girls to love all of who they are. So beautiful. But that last day of the summit, I'm teaching, right? I'm teaching a lot. And I'm teaching things that are hard to understand. And, you know, you don't know how much people are getting, because there's a lot. And there's a moment where, you know, we have some of the people in the group there come up on stage, and Reese raises her hand to share. And she comes up and sits on the couch with me. And the way that she's able to regurgitate or state what she just learned, translate the words I said, not only did she listen, but she heard. And with what she heard, she applied and restated and communicated to the audience something so beautiful. I sat there going, I don't know how you're 14. Because I feel like at 40, I'm still trying to figure out some of what you just said. And so, I mean, Amanda, and that's a testament to who you are as her mom and who you let her be. It's such a beautiful thing. We are super honored to have you guys in the community.
Gosh, that was a cool moment. Thank you for reminding me.
It was an awesome moment. I don't even know what came over me. I was just like, okay, I'll do it. I'll go up there, I guess.
You know what it was? It's confidence. You felt confident, and you felt safe in a group of people. Like Amanda just said, that community is so safe. You felt safe being, saying, and doing exactly whatever came to you. And it was such a beautiful moment. And it's the thing, like, if only more people felt comfortable being who they really were.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you. I so agree with that. It's like, what's going to heal the world, you know?
Yeah.
We all could just come out and be ourselves in front of everyone else. And it's amazing, because that's the thing, is everyone holds these things in. And by the end of Show Up, we really started to realize this. Everyone holds these things in as like the one, the biggest secret, the thing I can't tell anybody that I've been through, because they wouldn't love me if, you know, they wouldn't allow me to be a part of the group if I told somebody. And you just realize that just one person saying, this is what I've been through, and then five other people are like, me too, you know? And it's like, all of a sudden we all get to be seen and we all get to heal. And we all get to figure out that we're still so lovable and so yes, worthy of love. It's just beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Reese, I have a question for you. So in here, like, obviously you have friends who are watching and seeing what you're doing. What's it been like for you in with your friends? Are any of them seeing, are they coming along for the ride? What's happening? How are they?
Okay, so I have had a lot of transformations, just, you know, especially in myself, and then it has been seen and noticed by the people around me, by teachers, by close friends of mine. They recognize the differences in me, and I've become much more positive, bright. I'm just like happy more often for more of the day. But yeah,
what you're putting together.
Oh yeah. I should mention this. Next school year, I'm going to start a club at my school.
No way!
Yeah, so it's going to be very similar to what we've been doing in this challenge, but it's going to be like mind, body, and soul. And we're going to work on, because over the summer, I'm going to get my nutrition education. I'm going to work through that program.
Good for you!
Isn't that awesome? She's so inspired by what she learned. We did nutrition education in the last round, which anybody who is in the challenge or thinking about the challenge, if you just went for that, you would be winning so, so much, because literally learning how food is used to send your body messages. Like, in the past, I'd always learned that food was fuel.
Yes.
And that's something very commonly talked about in the fitness community. It's like, you got to eat so you can fuel your workouts or whatever. Yeah. But I had never heard that food is information. And that was like a huge light bulb for me.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I know. And that was actually one of the things I was going to bring up, because in our community, number one, Reese, that's freaking amazing. I'm so proud of you. There is nothing more fulfilling for me than to be able to take my experience and even my hardship, right? And teach somebody through it and know that it's making a difference. And you are doing that. And we talk about it in the group. When you share what you learn with somebody else, you are five times more likely to retain information. So you paying it forward is essentially solidifying your own transformation, which is beautiful. Yeah. And you're able to make it your own, right?
Yes.
I love it. But in the group, we talk a lot about non-skill victories, right? And these are the things, for anyone watching that doesn't know, NSVs or non-skill victories, these are accomplishments or it's fulfillment that you're feeling that has nothing to do with the pounds on the scale. And I know for you, like you were just saying, you, Amanda, reframing your relationship with food was a huge part of your transformation. And I can relate. That was a huge deal for me too. And in your words, you actually said you became partners with your body. And I love that phrase. Like, for once, you became partners with your body to draw closer to food freedom. Can you talk a little bit about that? And you mentioned nutrition education. Can you explain?
Oh my gosh. You know what? Most of what I learned in nutrition education, I had read about or heard about in some other form before this. Mm-hmm. I had read like your carb cycling books in the past. I had done other programs where they talked about macros and so like I had all this information in bits and pieces, but it was so beautifully put together during nutrition education, because it was given to us in such small doses, just like a little bit more every day. It was like spoon feeding us this giant concept, you know, because I feel like nutrition, so many people are like, just don't even know what I don't know, you know. It's just overwhelming. Or I know how to count macros, but I'm not doing it because it's just so hard. Well, when you break it down into little bits, it's not really that hard. And the other thing is, like, when you start to understand your body and what your body needs and how it feels, when you really tune into how it feels, like, I stopped eating all the foods that were like kind of numbing, like all the sugars and the alcohol and the things that kind of just like disconnect you from feeling your body. Suddenly I was like, oh, now I know what hungry feels like, or now I know what thirsty feels like. And it, you can start to like actually think about it. I got to a point where I could feel what not having enough fiber felt like. I could feel what, ooh, I think I need some iron. It was so bizarre. I started to crave things like beets and these like random vegetables that I hadn't eaten for years. But suddenly I'm like, I think I really need some kale today. I don't, maybe some calcium. I don't know. But it was like you start to tune into your body and suddenly, I mean, we are friends now. I am not fighting against it. I am not mad at this body. And when I do start to like have these bizarre cravings, even for like sugar or something, I like really tune in and I'm like, wait a second. Is that an emotional need or is that a physical need? And where is that coming from? And if it is emotional, I might decide I want to go eat some sugar, but I take the time to make that choice. It's like, hey, yeah, I'll do that. But let's wait till Sunday. Cause that's, let's just wait. And if we still want it Sunday, we'll have it. But like, don't just go for the instant, you know, pull or whatever. And I don't know. Just, I pay so much more attention to what my body's doing now. And we're both real happy with that.
Me and the body. You just literally, that was like word gold right there. Everything you just said, I love, and I just want to hit on a couple things. You talking about how instead of numbing our body with food or alcohol or whatever, right? Because emotion and pain is uncomfortable. And when things are uncomfortable, we feel like something's wrong or we're broken. And we talk about this inside of the community, inside of the challenge. It's, feelings are meant to be felt, right? And the more we push them down, when we feel something that hurts or feels like, oh my gosh, this shouldn't be here, or people are going to think I'm crazy because I'm crying, right? The more we try and numb those feelings so we don't cry, so we are who we think we need to be accepted, the more we're actually suppressing our growth. But when we can start to, like you said, feelings are meant to move through us, right? We are meant to feel. And the more we feel, the more in tune we are going to be with our body, like you just mentioned. And then you also said something at the beginning. You said education is everywhere. You said all of the things that you learned, you've already, not all, maybe new things, right? But most of them you've learned before. And remember at the beginning of nutrition education, I said, you're going to have to be patient because there are going to be moments where you want more. But the problem has always been more, right? The problem is we are surrounded by more. We're surrounded by all of the information we could ever need. And so what we did with nutrition education is we slowed it down and we little bits, and we said, we're not going to move on to step B until we master A. And then we're going to go to B, and then we're going to master B. Then if you've mastered B, are we going to go to C? And that's where things actually start to click. And we had said, hey, you've heard about macro counting. We're not there yet. You have a guide we're going to give you. We're not there yet. If you ask, we can give it, but you're going to compromise your ability to actually absorb it. And so for those in nutrition education who followed the process, it was like click, 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 like one step at a time. And it really, I loved your whole, I'm partners with my body for once kind of a thing. It's just such a beautiful depiction of what can be created when we absorb knowledge in digestible chunks instead of all.
I also want to say something about the more concept, because I feel this. Sorry, Reese is fighting a cold, so she still has a bit of
I'm sorry.
I feel this so much because Reese can tell you, I have done so many different exercise programs over the years.
And me too, I have as well.
You've done some of those with me, yes.
Yeah.
But it was like, I was always looking for the right one. I'm like, but this wasn't the right program for me. This one was a little too this, or this one's a little too that, or this one, you know, but I think this will be the right program. So like for people who are looking at this challenge and they're thinking about joining and they're like, maybe this will be the right program or maybe it won't be. Like, honestly, I think whatever you're drawn to is the right program. And if you're drawn to this, sign up, because truly it's how you show up in the program. It's not really the program at all, but the one cool thing about what you've done, Heidi, with creating the community is that you've put together, I don't want to at all take credit away from the really awesome workouts that you put together, because they really are so beautifully built and just so easy to follow, and beautiful nutrition education. You've done such a good job with that. Creating this community is so beautiful because the space, it makes it so, you feel so supported because it's, I don't care what you do, you're going to want to quit. Everyone's going to want to quit when they try something new. That is like normal human feelings. So when you have the support system that's going to help you when you get to that moment, you are so much more likely to be successful with it. And I think there's there's just, you've built it in such a way that really you make it easy for people.
Oh, thank you. That the community is a beautiful thing. And everyone on here, hear what she just said. It is not about the perfect plan. It's not, because we say it in there, you can find a plan anywhere that will work, but the plan that really works is the plan that you choose to stick to and the plan that you work, right? And so, yeah, our workouts, I am so proud of the workouts. I am so proud of nutrition education. I am the most proud of the people inside of this community. And I'm also the most proud of my team who loves on the community, because you're right. And there's actually a stat that you are 65% more likely to achieve a goal, no matter what realm it's in, if you have a support network, if you have accountability for what you're doing. Wow. And amen to that. If like you see this, if you're watching this and you're like, that's a community I want, or that's a community I don't want, that's what you should choose based off of. And then once you dive into the plan, we talk all the time about the importance of, you have to go all in. You have to commit to a process, and you have to be willing to do it every day, even when it's hard, right? And even if doing it every day is just showing up. Like, there are plenty of people in the community that are just showing up on the lives, and that's enough for this community. Because that's when, if you know you can be loved for showing up, mm-hmm. amazing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I don't know how many people messaged me after they heard that I'd won, and they're congratulating me, and they're saying things like, hey, I just, you know, during the challenge, I couldn't really get to the gym, or I didn't really wrap myself around nutrition, but I learned so much by watching your videos or by watching other people in the community. I learned so much. That to me is not nothing. You know, they're not going to walk away and say, I didn't get anything from that, because there's so much goodness within like what everyone shares. It's beautiful. There's so much opportunity for change and growth for people.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of people, and you know, I mean, I had about five thoughts at once, but there were a lot of people in challenge two, this last one, that had said, I was a part of challenge one. I hardly did the workouts, but I would go in and I would see, and I was so inspired by the people in it that I decided to make challenge two my thing. And I did. And look what I've done. And Amanda and Reese, you both need to know, and I think you do know this, but I want to just say it. You too, and the way that you showed up in the community, you guys are the reason why so many people who were not active in the second challenge are going to absolutely kill it and do their best in challenge three. You're the reason why they're coming back, because you're just, honestly, you give space. You represent this community so well, and you give space for people to be all that they are and all that they are not, right?
I do. You know what? There was somebody in the community this morning in the new group. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you saw this post because it was just this morning. She said, hey, I've noticed there's a lot of people that are back here who say that they didn't lose weight in challenge one or two. They're here for like the third time. So what's going on there? And I was like, you know what? I'm so glad you called that out, because I find that beautiful, because I will tell you that I guarantee in these programs and these challenges and these different things people put out there that you can be a part of, their success rate is probably not high, but nobody's willing to say that they didn't finish, right? I love that everyone's coming in and saying, I stopped halfway through, because that speaks volumes to the amount of trust and the amount of accountability that we've built for people, that you can show up exactly as you are, and we are going to see you, and we are going to say, I know you can do better. I believe that you can do it this time. And nobody's going to judge you for however you did or didn't show up before. I find that beautiful. That's so refreshing. Again, that people are just like so comfortable.
I love that. And if you guys can think back, or anyone watching can think back to how you feel before you start any challenge or any program, right? We have been so jaded by our failures, right? By starting something and not finishing them. Reese, are you feeling that?
Yeah. So before this challenge, because I have done workout challenges and meal plans before, and I've always at some point stopped, right? And so before going into this challenge, and I've said this so many times, I did not think I was going to go through the full challenge. I thought I was going to get in like 2 weeks and then maybe stop doing some workouts and then eventually fall off. Mm-hmm. I did not anticipate that it was going to be so sustainable and so easy for me to create a new and healthier lifestyle for myself.
It's so, I love that. I love that, Reese. Thank you. And to know too, that when you fall or when I fall or when you fall, Amanda, because it's inevitable, we're human, right? Mm-hmm. And we all fall. Even the people we see up there who seem to have it all together, who are thriving in every way, they have fallen and they've failed and they've used that failure as feedback, but they felt comfortable getting up again. So to know that you're surrounded by people who will love you, even if you decide to make it more than a bad day, if you decide to make it more than a bad week, if you make it whatever it is, you have people that are like, hey, I feel you, I see you, I love you, you're still enough, right?
Yes.
To remind you that there, we're here to hold hands and make it work no matter what it looks like. And you guys, again, you guys are the epitome of it.
I know Reese says it was easy, and I've used that term a couple times today, but like, it wasn't because it was easy for us. I do want to make sure I'm being honest about this. I started the last challenge with COVID. So the first week I couldn't even work out. I felt terrible. I was very sick. What did it mean? We didn't have hardships. I have 5 kids. I have 4 other children besides Reese. Reese had school. She's got very hard classes. Like, we have real life as well, because I think some people looked at us and were like, well, it must be easy for you. No, it actually wasn't. We had to choose sometimes to get up at like 5 a.m. to work out, because we had to do it before she went to school, because we had programs or, you know, after school things. So we made choices along the way that weren't easy, but it really wasn't that hard. That's what I also want to remind you. Like, even when life gets hard, you can still be like, okay, so I missed the first week. I'm not going to beat myself up. Doesn't mean I'm off plan, nothing like that. I'm just going to go back in and start where I want to start.
Because that's the thing people need to remember, is that when you go into the challenge, you can't expect yourself to experience these highs forever. There's going to be highs and there's going to be lows. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you need to appreciate every single part of it and accept every single part of it, because loving the lows and getting up after the lows makes the highs that much better.
Yeah. I want to hug you. Yes. Reese, yes. Join my team, Reese. Gosh, I love you. You're so great and you're so right. And that leads into the next, I think I already know what your guys' question or your answer is going to be. But I was going to say, you know, after the crown, right? And after the challenge is over, you both have wearing your own beautiful crowns because you deserve them. What's it been like coming back to reality? And you've already kind of answered it.
Yeah. It's been, we continue doing what we were doing. It's become a normal part of life. It's not even, we don't even think about what would it be like if we weren't doing this. We almost can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
Imagine what life was like before this was what we were doing. Yeah. You know? It's just normal.
So we did the whole at-home program during the challenge, and then afterwards we did the gym program, which we loved.
Yes.
It was a great program. Now we're looking forward to next time. We're probably going to do gym, sometimes at home, kind of depends, and then the booty programs. We're really excited about those.
I'm so excited, too.
How much? I lost like 6 more pounds post-challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Post-challenge, I think I lost 5 more pounds about.
We're still, I mean, it's like we haven't stopped by any means.
Yeah. We have not slowed down.
No, and I think that's such a beautiful thing. I know Ray Lynn talked about that yesterday too. Ray Lynn, by the way, congratulations. we didn't ever stop. It's not like some things that you do that you're like, okay, after 12 weeks, I lost all this weight, I feel really good about myself, and then 3 weeks later, you've gained it all back. And you guys all know, because a lot of people have been there. I was there too for a lot of times. Like, you lose the weight, you're so excited, and then it all comes back. So it hasn't been like that at all.
Yeah, we talk a lot about how there are things that you know that you know, like 2 + 2 = 4. There are things that you know that you don't know. Like, you're like, I don't know calculus, right? And then there are things that you don't even know that you don't know. And I truly believe in this community and it show up. And this is what you learn. And it's like that, what you have to unlock, that you have to open your mind to the possibility that there's something that you don't even know that you don't know. And that space is so vast and huge. And once you unlock that, I believe that's when you stop looking at plans and diets and programs as quick fixes, right? You start saying, okay, now I'm just going to do this forever. And it's not torture. It's beautiful. Like, it's like, you can still eat the foods that you love when in moderation. You can still have bad days. You can be, I can show up as who I am. And yeah, that is sustainable. And I'm free. And I don't wake up in the morning feeling like I have to wear a mask, right? I get to be who I am.
Yeah, there was a moment early on in the first challenge that we realized, like, oh my gosh, we're going to do this forever. So, like, it really doesn't matter what we do in the next 60 days because we're going to be doing this for our whole life. Yeah. It was just, I don't know, it's just a cool liberation from, like, the pressure of, like, you got to get it done and you got to lose so much weight in this amount of time. We really let go of that pressure. We're like, we don't really have to do anything. We just are going to because it feels really good.
Yeah, I love that. So next challenge, pre-week starts Monday. Oh, wait, hold on. Is that tomorrow? That's tomorrow. Yeah. Pre-week starts tomorrow. Oh my goodness.
We feel like we are in pre-week because we're prepping. We're ready. Yeah.
Yeah, pre-week party. So for anyone watching that doesn't know what that is, so the challenge starts May 9th. It's a week from tomorrow. But we decided in the second challenge to open up a thing called pre-week launch party where every single day it's a party in there. Get in the community. You get access to different, we're going to do some cooking videos or some cooking lives. We're going to do coaching lives. We're going to have someone teach us how to take before and after pictures this time. We have a whole lineup of people. We're going to be doing dancing. I'm going to be in there with the whole team. We're going to have fun. But as you guys go into the next challenge, what is time? What day is it though? Oh, Dave, sorry. I just saw your comment, Dave. As you go into the next challenge, you just mentioned you're going to kind of do a few different programs in one, which is really cool. Do you have any other different plans to approach it in a way that maybe you didn't last? Or are you just like, hey, we're on this ride the way that we are. We're going to keep going.
What do you think? Are you going to do it differently?
I mean, we definitely are going to be more committed because last time we started off with my mom being sick. So
it was a little different. It was a little slower. Rough,
yeah. But I do think now the thing is that we can start like fully doing the challenge rather than the, you know, doing all the
slow
learning and, you know, slowly moving into it. Now it's like, okay, we're just doing this from the start, doing it all the way until the end. So
that's true. That's true. A whole different energy.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that too, just with all the knowledge that I have this time, I am doing nutrition education again. We both are. Because I'm really excited about nutrition. Yeah. And I do feel this. I feel like every time you can get something different out of it. Because when we went in before, we were like trying to put all these pieces together. Now we've connected all the dots. So I feel like we're going to learn even deeper. Even if we're learning the same exact stuff, we're just going to understand it more deeply because we have all this other knowledge.
It's like reading a book a second time, right? Like there's only so much you can catch the first time. There's a reason why there are books that you will reread 10 times, right?
Yeah. And honestly, I'm looking forward to muscle development. So I think in the last challenge, I was in a place where I really wanted to lose weight when I first joined.
Yeah.
And I started getting more excited about the development of my body rather than trying to like change it, you know, like, oh, I want to make it smaller. I was like, hey, but wait, these muscles are kind of cool too. But this time, I mean, I'm really kind of excited to see what we can do together now that I know how to fuel and feed it properly. And learning how to like use those progressive movements that you have for strength building. I really think I can get some muscles going and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, Amanda, you are going to love, what's really cool is when you watch the videos that I shot for the booty program, you can apply them towards the other as well. But I actually explain in every video, every day, every week, the progressive overload that we're doing. So you're going to, I'm telling you, watch those videos. It will educate you in a way. I am over the moon excited about the glute program because of the way that it was developed and the way that we'll be educating you as you go along. So you're going to love this.
Absolutely love that. That was the other thing I did with Reese all the time. Maybe it was annoying when we were in the gym, but I spoke to her about form all the time. That was one thing. I started working out maybe 10 years ago, started lifting weights, and I didn't know anything about form. And I think I did a number on my knees and other things because I didn't know how to use my glutes properly and all that stuff. But man, you talked so much about form and you really did explain how things worked. And you talked about the importance of form and modifications. If you can't do the exercise, that's fine. Modify it to where it works for you. all that stuff. I love that you gave room for that and you prioritize form, because that is so important.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I love that you appreciate it. So thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, guys. Okay. So last question for anyone that might be on the fence, right? Anyone who is, I don't even know if I would say on the fence, but anyone who's tried a program before, obviously they've tried the plan, and since the plan didn't work, or they didn't think it worked, and they found themselves trying and failing, and really loathing the idea of another. For anyone that's skeptical because of this, what would you have to say to them? Maybe why would this be different based on what they've experienced in the past?
Okay, well, I would say if you're at all drawn to this program, like in any way, if you're at all interested, I would say like absolutely go for it, because in the end, the growth that you have both inside and outside is like absolutely priceless. Like no matter how much money you're putting in, like you will get your money's worth, yeah, even more than that.
Yeah.
Like it is so worth it. And I've said this so many times that it's life changing. And when I say it, I mean it.
Like,
yeah. It's actually life changing. So yeah, if you are considering it at all, if you can do it at all, do it.
Oh, Reese, you are amazing. You're amazing. Thank you.
Okay. I want to say this because when I first came to this, and I've actually shared this on my personal page a little bit, but I didn't tell anybody on my personal Facebook or Instagram that I was actually doing this challenge, because I was embarrassed, because I have talked about fitness in the past, and I have like had these huge transformations of weight loss and then gained it back, and I've gone back and forth. And anybody who's like been there and is like, oh, I don't want to do this again, or I don't want to try another program that's not going to work, I totally feel you. And you know what? I felt that way when you had your first challenge last September. I saw it. I saw you putting it together. I thought it looked really cool. I was really proud of you for stepping into that space on your own. I had all those emotions for you, but I didn't sign up for it. I actually think I put my email address in to like remind me when you do it. And I still didn't sign up for it because I was like, yeah, it's probably just another program. But the truth was, I just wasn't ready. So you know what? If you're here in this space, just get quiet and think about, are you ready? Like all this stuff, is it worth it? Yes, absolutely. So don't even question. Don't even like try to investigate that. It's absolutely worth it. But just think, are you ready? Are you in a place where you want to change? Because this is an avenue that change is going to be so possible. And I know not everybody's ready for that, but I think a lot more people are than aren't. And even if you're not quite ready, but you want it, then follow your heart and go this direction, because you're going to find gold.
I love what you just said, and everybody listening, it is true. It's okay if you're not ready for change. You know, the timing is everything in our lives. And, but what I would say is keep a pulse on a community that you love, so that when you're ready, right, you go somewhere that you know you're going to be loved and accepted, whether it's this community or whether it's another one. I love the advice you guys gave. Thank you. Thank you both for being on today. Thank you for sharing all that you did. And more than anything, just thank you for being you. You have completely shifted and made such an impact in the community, that the Get Fit community. And I'm not kidding. It's a ripple effect. I believe that what you guys have done and what you are doing and how you're showing up fully into who you are, you're giving people permission to do the same. And I just want to say thank you for that. I love you guys. And thanks for being here.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you.
This was super fun.
I'll see you guys tomorrow in the challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will see you in the community.
And
hopefully anybody else who's watching, we will see you there.
Yes. If anybody, go to HeidiPowell.net/get-fit. You can kind of read about it. Even if you don't want to do the workouts, just to be with such amazing people, I'm telling you, that's reason enough.
The lives, the people you have come in, oh my goodness, there's so much just beautiful knowledge that people will share. So yeah, even if you don't really do anything right now and you just take the information, you're gonna get a lot out of it.
Oh well, thank you both. Reese, I know you have some studying to do today, so yeah. I'm gonna let you get back to studying.
All right.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye,
guys.
Hey, folks, I hope you enjoyed that conversation. if you are interested, if you're looking at all for a community that can have you feel immediately like you are a part of something that you've always been in, that can, on the days that you slip, be there to catch you and encourage you to get back up, and have you feel like you're great, a part of something just a bit greater than you on your own. Well, I'll tell you what, this Get Fit community is for you. There is a link below. Heidi, what have I missed in telling these people about how awesome our community ends up being?
Yeah, I think the only thing you missed is that I am so excited to meet you, whoever it is listening to this right now. There, like Dave said, there's a community just waiting to lift you up, to help you see what's within you that you're having a hard time with. And truly, I believe that is one of my gifts, is to see in people what they can't see in themselves, which unlocks power, instills belief, and makes anything in your life capable. So I am so excited, excited to meet you, excited to love on you, excited to have you a part of this forever.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you on Thursday. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you.